Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial Valley. And we're glad that you're joining us this week and every week. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Thank you so much for joining us, and we are going to jump right into the show.
Yes.
Because we got a story that 55 minutes will not contain. I'm pretty optimistic today. It's always for us that Let's Talk About It. It's always a pleasure to kind of bring aboard personal stories of recovery and triumph, because those are the stories that give the rest of us kind of the hope and inspiration and knowledge that with that hope, there is always the possibility of happy endings, if you will. So we are pleased to be joined today by Tonya Kane, and she is the author of the book Healing Neen, and indeed has done video work and everything else. She's a well-known speaker and agent of change for trauma care, recovery, and prison reform. She presents speeches and workshops in every state of the union as well as internationally. You can check her out at Tonier, T-O-N-I-E-R, Kane, C-A-I-N, no spaces, .com. Tonier, welcome aboard today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us.
You know, with here in Imperial County, we're a small, rural county. We're surrounded by large, vast of desert, and we have to travel all the way to San Diego or go up north to go to Palm Springs. And it's one of our jobs here at Behavioral Health is that for the last couple, 10 years, we started with the trauma, and we didn't ask for trauma before. You know, people would come into Behavioral Health asking for help, and you know, trauma was never asked. So slowly we have, you know, it's now like it's very important to ask about trauma, and it's very important to ask about substance abuse. But at that time, 10 years ago?
Yeah, absolutely.
We didn't ask. Right. So, and that's something kind of like similar to in your case, correct?
Right, absolutely.
Can you tell us a little
bit? I just, you know, everybody kept wondering what was wrong with me. Nobody was asking what happened to me. And if they had asked what happened to me, you know, I would have told them that I experienced sexual abuse as a child. I was experienced a lot of neglect and abandonment as a child. I was the oldest of, at that time, around 7 kids. I'm now oldest of 10. But my mother, for whatever her issues were, whatever her reasons that she couldn't take care of her unresolved trauma, we were kind of had to fend for ourselves a lot of times. And me being the oldest, always wanted to be the protector, take care of my sisters and brothers. I was sexually abused by men in the community. And the community.
How were they out and about in the community, or how did they end up?
Well, my very first experience with being sexually abused was I was actually going to the recreation center. And it was one of those things where, as a kid, you really don't think about consequences. And it was a Saturday, and the rec center wasn't open on Saturdays. You know what I mean? It was open only on weekdays, and you go after school. But they had got a new pool table, and the girls could never get to the pool table because the boys always played on the pool table. So the rec director was out in front of the building on a Saturday, and it's all in the project. And he asked me, do I want to come in and play pool? And I said, yeah, you know, and it's a Saturday, and I know that the rec's not usually open, but, you know, you don't think I want to play pool. I can't play during the week. And when I went in and he locked all the doors and he started to molest me while I was actually going to play pool, had my attention and my focus. And other times it was just even being in where I lived, you know, being sexually abused, you know. And it was one of those things where I just got to the point where I thought that these things were supposed to happen to me. They happened to some people. And where I come from, this wasn't trauma. This was the norm. It just didn't happen to me. It happened to everybody. Nobody just talked about it. Nobody did anything about it. So, you know, I kept it dark secrets. I kept these things hidden inside of me One, because if they ever, because these are men my mother knew, and I'm like, if they ever found out, would they take me away from my mother? And even though the situation was a really bad situation where in my home life, I still want to be my mother. That's what kids do.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It. Heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio and Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.